object, I forbid him to disrupt the proceeding. I note for the record that his name is
David Dellinger.
You needn't fill out my sentences for me, sir. I note for the record that the name of this man who has attempted to disrupt the proceedings in this court is David T. Dellinger, and the record will clearly indicate that, Miss Reporter, and I direct him and all the others not to repeat such occurrence.
Your Honor, I just want to object to Mr. Ferrand yelling in the presence of the jury. Your Honor has admonished many counsel many times on the defense side for yelling, but particularly when the jury was halfway out the door.
I never used the word yelling.
Raising your voice.
If a lawyer representing his client didn't protest that sort of thing, he'd be a mighty poor lawyer for his client.
But not in the presence of that jury, which was deliberately done, Your Honor, as that door was
opened. Your Honor, that is outrageous. This man is a monkey. Look at his words, a man like his client. Your Honor, any lawyer who comes into a courtroom and has no respect for the court and acts in conjunction with that kind of conduct before the court, Your Honor, the government protests this attitude and would like the site to move the court to make note of this conduct before this court.
Note has been duly made on the record.
Your Honor, I think that the temper and the tone of voice and the expression on Mr. Ferrand's face speaks more than any picture could tell.
Mr.
Counselor,
to call me a mouthpiece, and Your Honor not to open his mouth and say that's not to be done in your court, I think violates the sanctity of this court. That is a word that Your Honor knows is contemptuous and contumacious.
Don't tell me what I know.
Well, then you tell me, Your Honor.
And
you
have
heard that word used in your court before.
Here.
And wearing an armband in memoriam to dead, Your Honor, is no disgrace in this country. I want to admonish, Your Honor, I request you to do that. The word mouthpiece is a contemptuous term.
Let the record show. Did you say you want to admonish me?
No, I want you to admonish him.
I do not admonish the United States Attorney because he was properly representing his client, the United States of America.
That's an excerpt of the actual Chicago 8 trial, a real audio tape of the trial. And my guest, Brett Morgan, has just made a movie about the trial.